This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that an engineering firm has been engaged to evaluate a slope failure on County Route 2 in Prattsville. Green County lawmakers August 19th approved Dente Group, a water valete company, to be paid up to nearly $31,000 to evaluate the site. Green County Highway Superintendent Robert Van Valkenburg said the slope failure is quite large. Quote, it starts in the middle of one lane, goes to the outside of the lane, where the road has started to drop away, unquote, he said. Approximately 250 feet of the road is affected. The failure has been progressing since 2010, when it was last evaluated, Van Valkenburg said. The engineers will take boring samples to determine the cause for the failure and then propose a possible fix for the problem. Potential alternatives to repairing the road include closing the road, moving the road, or making a temporary repair, Van Valkenburg said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that the Ulster County Legislature voted this week to enter into an agreement with the State Board of Elections to cover the cost of purchasing the equipment and services necessary for early voting. The expenditure is state mandated. The county will receive nearly $224,000 in state aid to cover the cost after the county advances the money. Quote, we're spending money and getting a result that we could get probably for free, but we are talking about Albany, so in that way it does make sense to me, unquote, Democrat Joseph Maloney said. Republican Kenneth Ronk agreed, but said there would be an easy alternative if the state moved in the right direction. The one dissenting vote on the resolution was cast by Republican Richard Gerentine. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The Guardian U.S. edition is reporting sports retailers Dick's Sporting Goods is reportedly exploring the idea of ending firearm sales at its stores across the U.S. Dick's is one of the country's biggest gun retailers. In early 2019, Dick's announced it was pulling guns, ammunition, and firearms accessories out of 125 of its stores where sales were declining. The company is now conducting tests to assess whether to completely pull out of the gun business at each of its more than 720 retail outlets nationwide. The company is expected to publicly share the results of the test August 22nd. This would not be the first time the executives at Dick's have wrestled with this question. In February 2018, after thinking about removing guns from its shelves as a result of the Parkland, Florida school shooting, the company announced it would stop selling assault style rifles and high-capacity magazines and raise the minimum age for firearm sales from 18 to 21. Dick's Sporting Goods was founded in 1948 in Binghamton, New York. Read the full story at The Guardian. Glenn Coyne is reporting for NewYorkUp.com that approximately 60 algae blooms have been reported statewide in the past 2 weeks, from Long Island to western New York, and in water bodies ranging from small park ponds to a bay off Lake Ontario. There are no reports of any blooms in Columbia or Greene counties, but small, localized blooms were identified in Albany, Dutchess, Rensselaer, and Ulster counties. Algae blooms are a form of bacteria called cyanobacteria, and they secrete toxins that in large quantities can sicken humans and kill dogs. The blooms tend to peak in late August and September, especially when the weather is hot, sunny, and calm. Last year, more than 100 water bodies had toxic blooms for some part of the summer or fall. Read the full story at nyup.com. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information on local news stories, for recordings of local town meetings, and for an exhaustive listing of local events at wgxc.org.